C. Cover the passage and listen to it. Ken enjoys going to a Japanese public bath. One day, he saw a warning hanging on the wall of the bathtub in the bathhouse. It said, Yubune ni taoru o iranaide, meaning, don't put your towel in the bathtub. The sentence made him notice the flexibility of the Japanese language compared with that of English. It is parsed grammatically. Yubune, bathtub, noun. Ni, in, particle. Taoru, towel, noun. O, particle. Iranaide, do not put, negative verb. The warning on the wall, which belongs to group A below, can be also expressed in five more different sentences. They are shown below. A. Yubune ni iranaide taoru o. B. Taoru o yubune ni iranaide. Taoru o iranaide yubune ni. C. Iranaide yubune ni taoru o. Iranaide taoru o yubune ni. As seen above, every content word can be placed in any position of the sentence. The word order is not rigid in Japanese, even though the six sentences have slight differences in meaning. But this grammatical chemistry never occurs in English. Ken cannot help recalling two things over the issue. First, the Japanese grammatical transformation impedes the study of English for Japanese. They often appear to carry the Japanese syntax over into English when they speak in English. Second, the linguistic flexibility reflects the Japanese attitude and consciousness, so it is not hard to imagine why they are slow decision makers. Since English is derived from Germanic and Latin languages, there are few precise rules relating its spelling to its pronunciation. Some English words have a stress on the first syllable, as in German, and some have an emphasis on the last syllable, as in French. Also, other words have the stress falling on the middle syllables. That is why it is so difficult for foreigners to learn English pronunciation. However, the good news for Ken is that there is a similarity between French and the Cebu dialect. It would be easier for him to learn French than other languages in terms of word stress, as he speaks Kinki dialect, whose word stress occurs on the last syllable. On the other hand, it would be easier for Kanto people to learn German because they put the stress on the first syllable in their dialect. In the end, Ken would like to propose that everybody should be proud of his or her own dialect and ought to transmit the treasure to the next generation.